Masechet Kelim, Perek Het Mishnah Yod. We'll go back to the earlier topic of the Perek, which is something that's inside of something that's put into the airspace of an oven. We'll talk about food that's inside a person's mouth, and then he puts his head into the airspace of an oven. Mishnah says, Maga Temeh Met. A person became Tameh because he touched something or someone who was Tameh. From a human corpse, shehayu ochalin u'mashkin letoch piv, and this person had food and drink in his mouth. So the person who became tameh from the corpse is an av hatum'ah. The person who's the subject of our mishnah touched the av hatum'ah, so he became a rishon. The food or drink that's in his mouth became a sheni. At that point, it drops down a level at each progression. We start again from the corpse is avi avot hatum'ah. The person who touched it became an av hatum'ah. The person who touched the av hatum'ah became a rishon, and the food or drink that was in that person's mouth at that time became a sheni la tum'ah. Now, hechnis rosho la avir tanur tahor. If he then stuck his head into the airspace of a tahor, earthenware oven, so sheni liquids are in his mouth, and now they're within the oven's airspace, we say, Timeuhu. The sheni liquids in his mouth make the oven tameh by being in their airspace. We have a derabanan decree that liquids that are sheni make utensils tameh. On a deoraita level, a utensil can only become tameh from an av hatum'ah or higher. A rishon or lower would not make a utensil tameh, so a person himself, even though he's a Rishon, cannot make the oven Tameh. But Hachamim made a decree on liquids that even if they're a Sheni, not only a Rishon, but even if they're a Sheni, they do make utensils Tameh. They made this decree because they wanted to make sure that people would not confuse Tameh liquid with a Zav or a Zava, the liquids of a Zav or a Zava, which are Avot HaTum'ah, and would make utensils biblically Tameh. So they made a decree on all liquid. So these tameh liquids that were in the person's mouth could make the oven tameh. Even though the liquids here are inside the person's closed mouth, they're not considered to be, we don't consider them to be the interior of the interior like we had in previous Mishnayot, which would leave them tahor. That leniency only applies to the exterior of a keli, not the interior of a keli, not the interior of anything else. So over here, a person's mouth is not considered to be separate, you know, some protected case, but it is considered to be in the oven. Now we'll say the inverse case. The oven is tameh, and the food and drink that are in a person's mouth are tahor. V'tahor shayu ochalin u'mashkin letoch piv. If a regular tahor person had tahor food and drink in his mouth, v'yechnis rosho la'avira tanur, tameh, and he stuck his head into the airspace of an oven that was tameh, the food and drink in his mouth become tameh since they're in the airspace of a tameh oven. Same type of case over here. The mouth doesn't shield the food that's in his mouth from being in the oven. The mouth is not a keli, so it doesn't protect it away. So therefore, it's considered to be as if the food and drink are in the interior of a tameh oven, and that makes them tameh. Now we'll talk about saliva that's inside of a person's mouth. Haya ochel devela biyadayim mesoavot. If somebody was eating figs, pressed figs, with unwashed hands, hechnis yado letoch piv litol etaseror, and he put his hand into his mouth because there was a pebble, there was a little rock that got stuck into the figs and he was trying to remove it. Rabbi Meir metameh. Rabbi Meir says that the figs in the person's mouth are tameh. The unclean sheni hand makes the saliva in his mouth tameh, which in turn make the figs in his mouth tameh. Saliva, we say, is like water, and it's a machshir. It prepares foods to become tameh. So when a person washes his hands, he removes the tum'ah from his hands. But before he does that, they have the automatic status of a sheni. So they would make the saliva that he touches a shelishi, which would have no effect on foods, unless they were teruma or kodesh. But Hachamim made a decree that any liquid could become tameh becomes a rishon. So therefore, the sheni hand made the saliva a rishon, which then makes the figs a sheni, which is considered to be tameh, even in the case of chulin. And that's what happens in this scenario. Rabbi Yehuda metaher. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the figs in his mouth are tahor. Rabbi Yehuda says, liquid, the saliva is not considered to be a liquid in terms of the laws of tum'ah until it leaves a person's mouth. It's considered to be part of the person's body, not an independent liquid, and therefore can become tameh only after it leaves his mouth. Another opinion that has a view that's in between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yose omer, im hafach tameh, says Rabbi Yose. If he already moved around the figs in his mouth from one side to the other when he touched them with his hands, they are tameh because the saliva on them already was moved from its original place. So it's as if it's not in his mouth anymore, and it's still, and therefore it's considered to be a liquid, even if it still is in his mouth, and therefore everything was prepared for tum'ah, and everything became tameh. Im lo hafach tahor, but if he did not yet move the figs in his mouth when he touched them with his hands, they remained tahor because the saliva on them didn't move. If the saliva on them didn't move, then they're considered to be not, it's the saliva of the mouth. It's no movement happened because of it, and therefore it's like it's in the mouth, and therefore not considered to be a liquid. There's one scenario where Rabbi Yose would even say that saliva becomes tameh when it was not moved around with the figs in his mouth. If there was a coin in his mouth, a person who puts a coin in his mouth, there's acids in there, there's certain types of metals that could make him secrete more saliva. Rabbi Yose omer im lesema'o tameh, says Rabbi Yose, if he put a coin in his mouth in order to quench his thirst, because he wanted more spit or saliva to come out, and he knew that the coin would do that, then the figs are tameh, even if he didn't yet turn around the fig in his mouth, because the law is saliva that's put there on purpose is considered to be a liquid right away, and therefore it's not natural, it's a liquid. And even if there's no movement, according to the opinion here of Rabbi Yose, he would say even in this type of case, the saliva becomes tameh, and therefore it makes the figs in his mouth tameh as well. The saliva is considered to be a liquid in this exception, and therefore it makes the figs as well tameh.